Gonzaga University handed out diplomas over the weekend to law school students, graduates, and undergraduates. Washington State honored its health sciences students in Spokane on Thursday and Friday. Whitworth is next in the commencement queue. In non-COVID years, Whitworth University goes off-campus to hold its main commencement ceremony inside the Spokane Arena. This year, it's joining other institutions in planning open-air festivities. Emily Langbein-Bosch, who's Whitworth's assistant registrar and commencement coordinator, says the events will be held at the campus football stadium.
It'll be the first time since the 1970s that Whitworth has hosted in the Pine Bowl. We're really excited about it because it'll be such a wonderful, unique experience to, one, be able to hold something in person, but two, to be able to host it on our campus.
Whitworth's 131st commencement weekend will run from May 21st through the 23rd. It will include three ceremonies, one for undergraduates, one for grad students, and one for last year's class, which missed its chance to walk across the stage.
Yeah, about half actually are coming back.
They'll be coming back to a different setting, but not a radically different ceremony, other than the masks and hand sanitizing and all the rest.
We're trying to retain as much of the traditional pieces of our ceremonies as we can safely retain. So we will still do physically distanced processionals with our faculty and our students. Our students will still walk the stage. They will still get their diploma covers.
It may be a little different, but the hope is students will also get the lifelong memories that often go along with a big event like graduating from college. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.